A Blueprint for Success. Imagine yourself as an extremely talented and wise architect. Imagine that you have just been given the opportunity of a lifetime to design and supervise the construction of the nation's largest and most beautiful building. Wow! Are you excited? I'll bet you are. Now let's think clearly this project through before we start running off willy-nilly in some sort of a circular pattern. You don't want to lose precious time and resources on wasted effort. Let's resolve to do it right the first time so as to avoid having to redo it. Agreed? May I suggest that you go to the Creator of the Universe to see what He has to say regarding any project you ever intend to start. He gives sound advice in the book of Luke, chapter 14, verses 28 through 30. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest, after he has laid the foundation, and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, "This man began to build and was not able to finish." Hopefully you see the wisdom in knowing what the cost is, that is to say, what you are going to have to do in order to succeed, before you begin the work necessary to complete the project. Such a procedure is known as good planning in today's world. Now back to the project. The first thing needed is to design exactly what the finished product, the building, is going to look like when the job is completed. You need to establish a final destination, that is to say, a target. There's an old saying in my business, it goes like this: if you aim at nothing, it is guaranteed you will hit it. The detailed architectural drawings become the blueprint from which all other activities evolve. It is of paramount importance. Blueprints are known as plans. The plans will allow you to estimate the quantity and quality of the necessary materials required for construction of the building. Next, you line out and hire the needed skilled craftsmen and contractors and laborers that you will need to finish the project. Please note, there is a timeline involved in the construction process, and that has to be taken into consideration to avoid wasting precious time, resources, and finances. What I mean is, there is no need to hire a roofing crew before the foundation has been properly laid and a lot of other work has been completed. So it goes with construction. So it goes with building a big business. Keep first things first. That is what counseling with your mentor is all about when building your business. Draw from those who have more knowledge and experience than you have, and who will keep you on track to reach your goals, complete your projects, and realize your dreams. It is indeed a beautiful thing to watch whenever it happens. Now back again to the project. Following the blueprint will enable you to organize all of the parties involved in the construction process. It will keep you doing the right thing at the right time. When explicitly followed, the blueprint will guide you through all of the steps needed to be taken in order to arrive at the desired destination, the completed project. Always remember that every master craftsman must have a plan. He cannot effectively use his talents unless he has guidelines to direct his genius. May I offer a word of advice? Do not go back to your mentor and bother him with a myriad of questions, what ifs, and how comes about steps 8, 9, and 10, unless and until you have successfully completed to everyone's satisfaction steps 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. There is no need for you to know exactly how to do the next step until you have satisfactorily completed this step you are presently taking. You must become a good follower before you will ever stand a chance at becoming a great leader. I will say it again. Always keep first things first. Your very own life is just like the building I have been describing. You are the architect. You can construct for yourself and loved ones a life filled with abundance, happiness, and success, or a life filled with scarcity, misery, and failure. It is totally your choice. It is time for you to make a decision. You cannot sit on the fence any longer. No decision is an automatic decision to fail. What is it going to be? Success or forget it? All success begins with a decision. I am going to become successful. That's it, period. Whatever it takes, I will do it. The blueprint is the key to the results. You must have a plan if you're going to succeed. Without a blueprint to guide your efforts, you will always end up confused, disillusioned, and totally frustrated. The consequences of your oversight may wind up costing all kinds of time, money, and effort. As a result, you will be angry, unhappy, and miserable. Not good. Be sure to always make the right and good choices in your life. People with goals and plans succeed in life, while people without them fail. Which one are you? Leaders gotta lead.